Hi everyone, welcome to Girl Code.
Hello beautiful people and welcome back.
Welcome.
The vibes are, I would say higher this week.
The vibes are definitely higher this week.
You'd all be pleased to know I'm out of my depression.
Spiral.
Yes, it was just a little hot 1 week breakdown.
These things happen. You have to go through these things every now and then.
You know when you like get clarity, like you're spiraling, shit's going on. It might last a day, it might last a week, it might last a month. And then you come out of it and you're like, what was that? Who was she? Yeah, like we did a whole episode.
Kaylin's probably like crying after we finished recording.
No, seriously, I actually took everything on board from last week.
Yeah.
And
you actually did the primary. What did you say?
The primary
did you
above.
Reference that?
Yes, in a phone call.
Yeah, you did. Go, girl.
We do not just talk the talk.
We walk the walk.
We walk the walk. Last week, that episode, you know, was for y'all, but it really was also for me. And
it helped.
It did. I was feeling sick last week. I don't know if you can hear. I sounded so nasally. It drove me up the wall when I was editing. But I felt sick and I was like, I could go to lunch. Mm. I could. I physically can. I am able. But I felt so shit and I was just like, I'm putting my primary needs
above your secondary needs.
It feels bad saying that it's my friend's secondary needs because I love you, dogs. but it's true.
It's true. Like a lunch versus your physical health.
Yeah. So I stayed home and I slept. I think I actually went to bed at like 6 p.m. that day. Like it was disgustingly early.
Your body clearly just needed like a little reset.
Yes. Took my vitamins and here I am.
Fresh
mentally
as a daisy.
Clear. Mm-hmm. Still a little bit, you know. Congestion out there.
Perfect.
But all is good.
All is good.
So
good week ahead. We're entering our wholesome era.
Yeah.
Decided.
Yep. That is a big call. A call that has been made many a times on this podcast. I'm interested.
I am feeling ready to enter my wholesome era. I don't know about you. Maybe that was a blanket.
No. Call, did you hear how I spoke last week?
I'm really ready for my wholesome era.
You know, last week. Spiral vibes. This week I have clarity again.
Good.
Not sure who she was, but what my main takeaway is listening to yourself. Mm-hmm. So I think if you are like us and you're like, I need a break from life, from socializing, from whatever,
just
from
drinking, a bit burnt out
vibes, take it, but don't put the pressure on yourself to be like, I must not, because I think for me, that's when I like spiral harder is if I'm like, I must not drink. And then I have a little relapse, little one night session. And then I'm like,
why did I
idiot.
Do that?
I hate you. Yeah. So just be kind. Listen to yourself.
Yeah.
But, you know, set boundaries and try and stick to them.
A bit of self-discipline, I think.
Yeah. Like last week's episode. Go listen to it.
This week's episode, we're going to start it off with a bang. The topic that's been everywhere.
On the tip of everyone's tongues.
Coachella.
Chella, baby.
Chella. Let's talk about it.
Have we been?
No.
No.
Do we know anything about it?
No.
No.
Looks kind of lit.
Yes.
I don't know why I said lit.
Lit. That's
it's lit.
It's lit, fam.
I'm already in LA.
Oh, yeah. We've both never been to Coachella. Mm-hmm. We don't know anything about it, but we are going to sit here and talk about it
and
as
judge
if we know.
Every and judge. Aspect. Let's just start with what the fuck even is Coachella? Because I feel like, from my point of view, there's influencer Coachella.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's, like, Coachella when you're not an influencer.
Yeah.
And that sounds so shitty, but it's just, like, the very obvious divide I see on my Instagram. It's, like, influencers Revolve, Neon Carnival, all the side parties, the gifting suites. I'm like, are you guys raving? Question mark. Part two, I see, like, non-influencers going
to Coachella and just having a great
time.
But
it's like, fuck, my phone got stolen.
Yeah. Oh
my, do you know? I'm so confused.
See, if I went, I feel like I would want to do both. Like, I'd want to have the fun part.
Yes.
No, like the influence. I want to go to the side parties. Maybe a few.
What, if I'm going to Coachella, I am using my micro-influencer powers to the max. I'm getting anything for free.
We're trying to get on the invite list.
Whatever pass
probably
I can get.
Probably unsuccessfully, but we'll try.
Yeah, like we'll be jumping fences to Neon Carnival. Yeah. Like, I don't care. I would try and like utilize it.
But I'm staying until like 3 a.m. everywhere. Like, I'm having fun.
When I party, like, I don't go on my phone. Like, I'll talk about partying on the podcast, but it might not correlate because you won't see one story because I don't post. Yeah. I like go full blackout, yeah, gremlin mode, yeah, no phone.
Yeah. See, I feel like you're not really partying if you're on your phone.
Exactly.
Because I don't know about you, but when I'm having fun, I'm not taking a story.
No, but then I'm like, you're at Coachella.
Yeah.
So I think I did do some reflecting yesterday on what I would do if I was at Coachella, and it would be go to all the parties, take all the photos, like get up early,
yeah,
do your glam, and then just phone off and vibe. And like get everything out of the way at the start.
And then the next morning post all your stuff that you want
to
post.
But it also came to me, okay, 3-day festival. I go out that's a one lot. Day, don't speak to me the next day.
Yeah.
How the fuck am I meant to wake up at 6 a.m. to take content?
See, maybe you do have to just pace yourself.
So maybe people aren't getting loose at Coachella because how are you –
or going, you get loose on like the last night. Like the last night is the one you really have fun at. Yeah. And the first two nights are just like there for like, you know, vibes.
Like, are they just not drinking?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I saw one girl who came up on my TikTok and she said she went home after the first night because she was like, I can't stay.
I just.
Yeah. It's like, I don't think I could physically actually do the 3 days of partying.
No, unless back to back. I wasn't partying. That's why I'm like, I could do the 3 days full beat glam, like cute outfits, but I am sober.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm eating some mushrooms. They're legal over there, so it's fine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm having a different Coachella or I'm like smoking a little bit of weed. Again, legal over there. But that's,
yeah,
I think the only way I could handle three days of yeah, looking hot going to parties,
yeah,
is if I don't touch a drop of alcohol. Because one wine, bitch, I'm out for 3 days.
That's actually so true. The second we have drinks, it's like all over.
No, we're out till 5 a.m. and we're not getting up the next day.
No.
Good luck. Even putting
okay,
makeup
on. Okay, so I feel like we should go next year. Okay. I think let's make it a goal.
Are we
of
just
us.
Smoking the ganja?
I think.
Imagine you.
I know. That is not for me. I would literally freak out. I could not.
That is like my dream.
I would like probably like, book a flight home.
My dream, wake up, green juice, IV drip vibe.
Oh, you're definitely getting okay. IVs.
We're taking content, ripping a fatty box. I can't even say it.
Ripping a fatty.
I can't even. Please, Maddie.
I would not. You would have to like pin me down.
Met her at Coachella. Ice blue bong. Said me. I don't know that.
I feel
that
like
is.
People. I feel like it would just reek of weed in Coachella. You'd walk around. Oh, yeah. It would just smell of weed.
But I think that must be it. Or if they're not sleeping and doing copious amount of narcotics, and they somehow can manage to look good in photos.
There's no way
while doing copious amounts of narcotics.
There's no way. How? Tell me how.
I'll tell you how. They're all wearing sunglasses. Did you see Alex? I think it was David Dobrik's Snapchat. I saw a TikTok of it. I don't have Snapchat. I'm not a fucking loser. So, no offense.
Or a 14-year-old boy.
Everyone's back on Streaks? Snapchat now. Sorry. Don't. I saw one and it was like David Dobrik taking a selfie and they all had like black sunglasses on.
Oh my God, absolutely.
So you all rolling or?
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
But, like, how do they wake up?
Yeah.
Maybe
I mean,
it's because they're younger
they're
than
probably,
us.
No, they would just keep going to wake up. What do you mean?
Oh, they're still sessioning.
They're, like, bendering. It's a bender.
Okay.
I think our strategy is if we go, we have fun in the morning, do the glam, do the content. I think we just have to do it in moderation.
I'm going to have to figure out how to do that.
We can't do.
I think that's the problem.
I think we need to train ourselves how to have, like, a few drinks and go home.
It's then I forget that I'm only having a few drinks and I have more drinks.
I know.
Because I start to black out.
It's literally like the gateway.
Yeah, no, it is to hell. Or to heaven, but waking up in the morning is then hell.
Yeah.
I think it was Lauren Gray made a video saying that some girls are just pretending to go to Coachella. Did you see that? The influencers that just go, they get a house and they take photos in their outfits, but they don't actually bother even going to the festival because it's too hard. So they just take photos. Like they're in the Palm Desert. They go to all the events, but they don't actually go to the music festival because it's too out of the way and it's too hard.
See, no, I wouldn't do that. I'm going to Coachella.
Yeah. All right.
I want to have fun. I'm excited. Next year, it's going to be
fun. We'll go.
So I actually had it booked. And we cancelled. So we were actually supposed to go. But when all the acts came out, which I know is like a little bit controversial, don't come for me. We just weren't obsessed with the acts. But then I did see they brought out like
Justin
The Weeknd,
Bieber.
Justin Bieber, Billie Eilish. So like stupid move, Maddie, but whatever. We move on.
I wasn't like ready to drop bands this year to
I
go.
Wanted
like, it wasn't
Ari,
like,
Queen Bee.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Drake. Oh my God. See, that I would go for.
right?
Even the weekend, if I knew he was headlining, I would go.
It's just, like, such an expensive experience that I'm, like, if it wasn't, I'm not, like, amazing. Dying exactly. over it.
And coming from Australia as well, like, that is a long trip. That yeah. is a long way.
And think about the glam.
The glam.
The outfits. I would feel...
The trauma on your body. Like
yes, the years you shave off your life.
Like, you'll be spiraling for 2 weeks when we get home from
Coachella. What's wrong with us?
What do you mean?
We're like, oh, it will hurt our body. I just think we just aged ourselves for 10 years in this conversation.
I think we're just being very realistic. No, true. I'm thinking ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next year, hopefully there's good acts because we'll definitely go and we'll let you guys know how we go when we're there.
I have a theory.
Okay.
I know who's headlining Coachella next year.
Who?
One Direction. Think about it. What? It would make history.
Are they even back together?
Nope. But that's where they announce it. I'm thinking about it. I was listening to
I don't know. Don't they all have drama? Doesn't Zayn?
Yeah, they all like hate each other, but I totally yeah. think it's going to happen. I was in the car and I had this random like 2010s playlist on shuffle. Mm. And it was that song, "We're only getting older, baby." Da, 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 da. You know that one?
Makes me crazy.
Just how fast. I don't know the actual words.
Change. Sorry.
Oh, well, fuck you. I didn't expect you to be such a fan.
I was such a 1D fan.
Were you?
I had a Harry doll. I went to a concert and I made my mum buy me a doll. Like a little doll. And I took him home.
This is like, yep. we've been friends for a while. So like yep. things don't
yeah, yeah. I
really
have a full Harry
shock
doll.
Me. But mm-hmm. that is shocking.
And I bought like merch. Like a oversized 1D merch shirt. I don't know where that is, actually. I'd like to find that.
It would be worth a bit now, like an OG.
Yeah, and then a little Harry doll.
Cute.
Prized possession. I know, I'm such a fan.
See, I, like, thought I was way too cool for Justin. I was, like, one of those bitches. Like, I like the color blue. And, like, I don't fuck with Justin Bieber or
like
One Direction. I was, like, different.
Okay, right.
And now I'm, like, I love Taylor Swift. I love Justin Bieber. I love, yeah. like, I hit 20, like.
We're so basic. It's
22.
Fine. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not above any of
those
this.
Things, yeah.
I love Pink and I love them and I don't give a fuck. So, yeah, anyways.
Proud.
It just came to me and I was like, it's like a psychic vision yeah. of them. Even if they're not like formally headlining, like say Harry or someone will be playing. Oh, he's already kind of played. And then it will just be like the whole band come out reuniting. Yeah.
That would be
one.
Fun. I'd be down.
I think that's when we will see world peace. When One Direction get back to you.
Please. I would like that. Pop culture moments. What's been your favorite so far?
Justin Bieber coming out at Coachella.
Yeah, okay.
Not coming out of the closet. I mean, like, coming out. Like, don't know why I said it like
not.
That.
Okay. Poor Hayley.
Okay. Coming out on stage, smoking a joint. I think it was with Don Toliver.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Saw that.
Iconic.
Hot.
Yeah. I have been keeping up with the Kendall Bad Bunny. I've been seeing so many funny comments. It's like, do they have a translator? Because
he like doesn't really speak English that well.
No, he doesn't.
No like offense, I can't speak any language as well. Apart yeah, from, I can't even speak English.
But like, I don't think she speaks Spanish at all.
Maybe she does.
She doesn't.
She has a tequila brand. Yeah, is she appropriating Latina?
Well, that's the thing. Like, everyone's kind of saying and having to go at her about that because they're like,
oh my god,
she had the controversy with her. Tequila brand.
Oh my gosh.
And now she's dating Bad Bunny.
She wants to be a Latina so bad.
Yeah. Anyways, I've been keeping up with that. And the if you guys have seen the golf cart story, golf buggy story.
No, I don't know that story. You mentioned.
Well, he posted on his. Because everyone's like, are they together? Are they not? Because when they're out in public, they're like friendly. Like they're not super close. But then he posted a story and he was on a golf buggy. And there's, like, brunette hair in his face, but it's, like, on him. And then he, like, leans out of the frame and, like, kisses someone and then goes back. It's, like, wild.
Oh, my
I know,
God.
I was like, oh, my God.
Interesting.
Just a little bit of tea. A little bit of scandals.
He's, like, huge.
He's so big. Okay, last piece of pop culture that I was really excited about is Shawn Mendes is back with, I don't know how to pronounce it, Camila?
Cabello?
Camila Cabello, yeah. Sorry. It's really cute. I've been keeping up.
Didn't she get, like, really drunk? And, like, they were, like, kissing. I saw a TikTok
there's
in passing.
There's heaps of videos of them making out. It's really cute. I'm, like, just smiling thinking about it.
Imagine being kind of drunk, right? You yeah. get to a festival. You hook
because
up with your ex.
Because these things happen.
The whole world knows about it.
Oh, my God. That, that's so funny. But bless. Love that for them.
I mean, you kind of know going to Coachella. if you're going to hook up with your ex and you're a celebrity, people are going to know about it.
Oh, people will see. Everyone's recording. Everyone always has their phone out.
So maybe they knew what they were doing.
They probably did.
Or I feel like if you're a celebrity, you just like go rogue and you do something like that just for lols. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's possible.
It'd be fun just to tease the paparazzi a little bit.
I can imagine you like being famous and just being like, oh, fuck it, who cares? And then waking up and like, ooh.
Oh, why did I do that? Lol. Shit. I think it's so cute. I love it. They seem so happy together. It's wholesome.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to have a little break.
Preach. You heard it here first, folks. Okay, outfits. Who are we loving?
Okay.
Dixie. We were speaking about Dixie.
Dixie's so, girl crush.
She is so hot. I'm obsessed with her.
I don't know where she just got this hotness from. It's she's coming knocked her in the face.
Oh, my God. The haircut and the platinum blonde hair.
Her day one outfit, like the loose jeans, like the bikini top, the big jacket, and like her bleach blonde hair. I was like, oh, fuck.
She's killing it.
She looks hot. Do you know what I did see, though?
What?
It was like the big divide between the influencer Coachella looks and the celebrity looks. Like, okay. The celebrities are wearing like low rise blue denim jeans. This is literally Hailey's outfit. And a white tank top.
Very understated, plain. Very chill. Yeah.
Sneakers, sunglasses. Kendall Jenner with Bad Bunny. Black jeans.
Yeah.
Weird outfit. I used to wear like that to work. I was confused about that one.
Yeah.
White t-shirt, belt, boot. Influencer, like
some influencers are still doing that though, like the very I'm not trying too hard vibe.
But I do you think it's because the celebrities want to try and like go unnoticed, like they don't want to wear a crazy outfit
yeah
and so people don't notice them? Is that
I feel like everyone just wants to look like they're not trying. I think everyone's just like, I just want to look like I just don't care, like
right, because now the influencers are like, I don't want to look like I want to look like a celebrity.
Yeah, but then I've been seeing some people saying on TikTok when I've been seeing like all the outfit reactions, it's like, where is the fun Coachella outfits?
Agree.
I don't know what I would, my vibe would be though.
I really, really liked even, did you see Charli D'Amelio's day one outfit with Landon, that white, like
the white dress? That was pretty. That was still Coachella themed too.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm kind of liking this resurgence of OG, like boho Coachella vibe.
Yeah.
It's kind of coming back.
Yeah.
Rather than like neon. I don't know. I also just wear whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, literally, who cares? Wear whatever you feel comfortable in. But I don't know. I don't know what vibe I would go for.
I think I would go
boho, babe.
It's just like not that me. But I probably, I don't know. I feel like I'd go pretty chill. Like I'd be like low-rise jean.
Honestly, like, I think I'd probably do too chill and maybe one day I'd be like fun.
Or like a night there. Swap outfit.
Yeah.
I liked when Alex, oh my God, I'm such a stan. She wore like that dress that turned reflective at night.
Oh, that's cool.
I was like, that's really cool. Yeah. I think she got styled though. She looked.
Mimi by Mimi.
Yeah.
That's honestly such a slay that she's her stylist now.
Fucking big slay.
Go off, Alex. Look at us. Look at what we're wearing. We are fashionistas, baby.
Meow, meow, fashion police.
That's literally us sitting here in my freaking spare room. We're like, slay, not so slay.
We've never even been to Coachella.
Literally never been. We wish we were there. We would wear anything.
Wouldn't I'd be caught
garbage
dead.
Bag at this point. Like, take me there.
Actually, would be kind of fun. Just like.
A garbage bag?
Just wearing just like a random.
Like a garbage
bag. Like, okay, finally, yeah, like a garbage bag.
Imagine. Like, this is what I mean. Like, it would be kind of fun to be a celebrity and just, like, fuck with everyone. Like, imagine if you just wore, like, the most, like, rank outfit. Like, you wore, like,
a literal garbage bag.
Like, that would be hilarious.
I feel like.
Like, imagine if Kylie.
I feel like Kylie would do it because so it's funny. She's, like, funny.
It's funny.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner.
Oh, my God. Is that real? I don't know what's going on.
That meme you sent me was so funny. Should we play it or would it not make sense?
No, play the meme. If you grew up in Australia, you would probably reference and understand this really well. If not, you probably have no idea.
And you'll be like, what the fuck?
You'll be like, what is this? But you'll know it once you hear it, if you know.
It's Jamaican.
Jamaican. Jamazing.
Jamazing. The caption is Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet on their first date.
Everyone is going to freak out. Your friends are going to be so blown away that you're going out with me.
So,
what music are you into?
You know, hip hop and rock.
Same. I'm totally into hip hop. What hip hop artists do you like?
Anything. All good.
I'm totally into Kanye West.
It goes on. It goes on,
but it's
funny.
So accurate. I was like, this is, I can just see this exact conversation happening.
So, yeah.
So what hip-hop artist? Me too.
I'm imagining, like, Kylie in the pool, like, doing, like, BBL baddie, like, ass up, like, yeah. G-string on, like, take a photo of me, yeah. And Timothy's there, like, like, got sunscreen on. He's like, so he's cute. Got, like, a little, like,
I think he's
visor
so cute.
On.
I was never really, like, I didn't actually really know that much about him until all of this Kylie Jenner stuff came out, and now I've been seeing a little bit. I'm like, you're really cute.
I don't know anything about him. But I saw a rumor, and it was confirmed a rumor, that he gave the whole of, is it NYU? Chlamydia.
Excuse me.
It was proven as a rumor.
Okay, right.
I might. That could be also James Franco. I don't know. Do your own
research.
Don't fucking quote me on anything ever because it's always wrong.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, I don't know. Have they been pictured together?
No. It's all alleged.
Okay, right.
It does sound a little bit like Kris Jenner mixing
right,
up something.
Right, okay.
Because doesn't Travis Scott have a new miso?
Miso?
Australian.
So Australian.
Ew. I want to just Google that.
I don't know.
I can't confirm if Travis Scott actually does have a new lady or if that is another one of my unresearched rumors.
Keep us posted if you know any
yeah.
inside scoop.
I wish we had an insider.
I know.
That would be so good. Like yeah. a source.
A source.
Mm-hmm. Like our own private source. Yeah. So last week in the depths of the spiral, Maddie sent me a very comforting video.
I knew you would love it.
It just, it did hit the spot.
I thought so.
You knew what I was craving.
I did. I was like, she's going to love this.
It did stop me from spiraling. I feel like these stats would be really helpful for, I mean, we're 25, so I've kind of based this off our age range. Do your own research. I feel like these might be comforting is what I'm saying. Okay. Did you know? That in Australia, the age most people buy their first home is 36.
Turn it up.
Why do I feel like it has to be at like 19?
I think it's because it's literally social media, I think. Is your stomach grumbling?
Yes. Are they talking to each other?
I feel like it's social media and it's like you see everyone doing these things, which is great. Mm-hmm. Like young people buying houses. Amazing. Love that for them. But then you see that and you're like, oh my God. I'm 25 and I am so far off buying a house. Like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Blah, blah, blah. Mm. And you spiral. But it's nice to know that actually statistically, if you're not just looking at who you follow on Instagram, most people, the majority, are buying a house at 36.
And some people never buy a house. And that's okay.
And that's okay. It's so fine. I feel like you said, it's just comforting to know these figures that maybe in your head you're like, oh my God, I need to hit these milestones by this age. But actually, you're fine.
Uh-huh. And savings, these are all actually researched too for once by me. Savings average for Australian between 18 and 24 is $5,147. I don't think I had even that much when I was 18 to 24, if I'm being honest with everyone here. So that's okay too. 25 to 35, $7,995. Again, don't beat yourself up if you're not there. But I think it's just nice to know, like, I feel like we have so much pressure on ourselves. We talk about it all the time. But seeing this, it's just like,
actually just calm down a little bit.
Like actually in real world,
yeah.
It's not like everyone's buying a G-Wagon at 22,
no.
You know?
Yeah. Flying around on their own PJ
mm-hmm.
to their holiday house in
yes.
Mykonos. I don't know.
That is so normal for some people, and I think social media makes us think that it's normal
for
everyone.
Yeah.
And it more so it makes us think that if we're not doing that, we're not successful.
Yeah.
But, like, you define success.
Yeah, yeah.
Last one. On average, Australians enter their first serious relationship at 27, meet the one at 31, and have kids at 34.
I love that.
So everyone.
That's incredible.
I just found a lot of peace in those, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. Also, if you're older than that age and you haven't got that amount saved, you haven't met the one. This is just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take it too literally, but also don't spiral thinking like, oh my fucking God, I'm single. Like, most people don't even meet someone until 27.
Yeah.
Their first serious relationship is 27.
Yeah.
Hold your horses. And then you have that kid at 34, 40% of those people are going to get divorced and doing it all over again. So
exactly.
Have a breather.
It's all okay. There's no rush.
No.
Everyone's on their own journey and their own timeline. Mm-hmm. And just don't compare yourself to people online. I think that's a big one.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
We've done an episode on that too, if you guys want to listen to that one.
Because also, when you think about it, online, you follow, let's just say, 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 1,000 people out of this world that you follow. Yep. And maybe you're following them for aspirational reasons or whatever. And you're consuming their content thinking that this is normal because that's all you're seeing on your feed. But when you actually look at these numbers and the, I don't know, how many people live in Australia?
Dude, you're asking the wrong.
Holy shit.
How many?
25.69 million. There's 25.69 million people living in Australia that you don't follow. Assuming. That would be weird. Imagine if you followed 20. I don't think you can.
I don't think that's possible. Is that possible? Probably. I don't know.
Do you reckon you could follow like 25 million people on Instagram? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Okay. Don't worry about that.
Honestly, do your own research with that one. Let us know if you can.
I personally will not be that person, but someone else should go try and follow a million people.
It is true. Like, I think as well, most of the time, well, for me personally, I follow a lot of people for aspirational content.
Same.
So, like, if that is all you're seeing and you're like, why am I not like this? It's easy to get caught up in it. So I think it's good to just take a step back, read those figures again if you ever need some comfort. And if you're even not there, that's fine too. Just you're on your own timeline.
Everyone's on their own
journey.
It's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
Preach.
Yesterday, I was going through my notes on my phone.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And let me bring it up, the date.
This is scientific proof right here.
This is science.
This is actually science. We've just firsthand proven.
I did an experiment without even realizing.
Yeah.
On the 7th of December, 2022 at 10:11 a.m., I made a notes app in my phone. I would rather die than you will see what's on there. Called Manifestations. And I saw this technique, obviously on TikTok. Mm. God knows where else I would have found any other information. And it was basically you put all your goals down on the check, like a checklist, mm-hmm. and you go through and you write each one out and you tick it off. And you, while you tick it off, you know, you imagine yourself having that thing, mm-hmm. right? You mark it off so it's already completed and then you leave it. You forget about it, put it aside, moving on. I did that. And I completely forgot about most of the things I wrote on this list. Some of them, be rogue. I won't lie. But some of them, one of them came true.
And this one is probably at the time when you wrote it, it would have been so far-fetched.
It was. So what it was, this gave me chills yesterday. It was, we have a girl code billboard. And I wrote that in December. No one has ever mentioned having a billboard to us. It's never even been a thought process.
No. We never even spoke about that. No. Not once.
I didn't even tell you that I wanted to have a girl code billboard. It is such a random thing that I just threw on there because I was like, that would be cool.
Mm.
Fast forward, we randomly got a billboard.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Science right there.
How weird is that, you guys?
Yeah, no, that is weird.
I wasn't even actively, usually with my manifestations, like I have a few key things that I do manifest every day. Yeah. Those things, they're very top of mind for me. Like I know I'm working towards this, I'm working towards that, blah, blah, blah. But those ones were just like throwaway cool things. Mm-hmm. So, science.
So, science right there. We did an experiment.
So, you're going to go onto your notes app, make a to-do list, write all your manifestations, tick them off, imagine you've achieved them, forget about them.
And see what happens.
Revisit in like a few months' time, and I think you'll be shocked, honey.
Mm.
I think you should all go give that a go and let me know if you start ticking, you actually start completing them.
Yeah, actually write in if anyone has had crazy manifestations come.
I just think it's so weird. Everything, not everything I've manifested, but a lot of the things when I am trying to manifest do come true. Like even my earliest manifestation, I wanted to work on a certain fashion show and I had a picture of Kendall Jenner walking at that fashion show on my like
vision board
for so long. The next year I worked on that show and I forgot about it. And I was like, oh my God, it was Alexander Wang. And I was like, oh my God, she's wearing Alexander Wang on my, and I was like,
that's crazy.
Subconsciously, I don't know what it is, man. Do your own research, but I'm telling you.
That's crazy.
This shit works.
Heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, that was with my lab coat on because that was a tried and tested experiment.
We're going to finish off this week's episode with a few dilemmas.
My partner and I have been together for over 2 years. I'm currently 37 weeks pregnant, and quite frankly, I'm struggling to feel excited because my partner, who is literally my best friend, has been cheating.
Oh.
I have his old phone, which is still logged into his Apple ID. So whatever he messages and calls and receives, I can also see it. I haven't touched his phone for a while because the last time I did, I found something I wasn't very happy with. And he pretty much gaslit me, saying that I'm the one who is in the wrong for invading his privacy, even though I found out he was talking to his ex.
Yawn.
One of those. This time, however, I have found that he has messaged two escorts while he's been away from home and is expected home in 2 days. Things started to get a little hard the past week because we've already been apart for over a month, and I guess he's struggling to deal with how emotional and hormonal I've been.
I literally hate this man.
Me too!
I hate this man already.
I'm so angry.
Okay, keep going.
I'm trying to not feel like I'm the reason he has gone and messaged an escort service, but it's hard not to when it has been so hard between us. Having a baby involved makes this whole situation so much harder because if I wasn't so close to giving birth, I would have left without a second thought. I want to do what's best for me and my baby, but I'm not sure whether I should wait for him to get home and confront him after the baby has arrived, or if I do it as soon as I see him. I'm so stuck and need some advice. Okay, so she actually sent that in a few weeks ago and I missed it, so the baby's already here.
Oh my God, can you please write back in?
Yeah.
I would love an update. My blood is boiling. I hate this man.
Even the way she wrote in, she is so gaslit by him that she's even writing to us in gaslight terms. Like, she's gaslit.
I hope it's not my fault that he's messaging an escort because I'm hormonal. Because you're carrying his child.
That's what he wants you to think, because he is an asshole.
No. This, no.
This is the worst kind of
this is the worst. This is the worst cheat. Like, cheating in general is bad, but cheating on your pregnant, is it wife or girlfriend? I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Either way, shit. I guess it's hard, like, a child's involved, but, like, from a romantic perspective, no.
Also, something I will say, I know it's really hard when there's a child involved and you're like, I need to do the right thing for the baby. As a child of divorce, two divorces, let me just tell you, it is so much worse for the child to grow up in a household where the parents don't love each other. Unstable,
toxic,
bad vibes, fights. Mm-hmm. Your first 7 years are your most, what's the word? Developing.
Formative.
Yeah. Your most formative years. So even though you've got this little kid, mum and dad are fighting, dad's rooting escorts, like, that is bad. You're better off separating and raising the child, you know, split custody, all that kind of thing would be better than trying to force something when you're being mistreated and having that bad vibe around this baby.
Yeah, no.
Like, don't hold on to something. I know also, it's easier said than done. We don't have kids, but that is disgusting behavior.
Yeah. And also, like, it's your life as well. Like, you deserve to be happy as, like, much as you want to protect the child. Like, take control of your life too. And this guy is not – he's not it.
And your stress and your everything is just literally going to the baby right now. Like, you don't need to be dealing with this.
No.
He fucking sucks. He doesn't respect you.
He's manipulative as fuck. Like, that is so – no.
I actually, like, hate him.
No, me too. Just, he's in the bin. He's straight in the bin.
You deserve so much more than this. Take you and your baby and live a beautiful life without him. You just deserve to be respected. And just because you're pregnant and you're hormonal and maybe you don't want to have sex does not give him a free pass to go have sex with escorts.
No. And then gaslight you into thinking that it's your fault because you're hormonal.
Why do you owe him anything?
No.
He's disgusting. He should be, like, massaging your feet and, like, do you know what I mean? Like, rubbing
doing everything. Like, you literally have to push a human being out of your special place. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't know what to say.
We discussed this last week.
What did we say? Flower?
Flower. No, kitty.
Out of your kitty. Right? And he has the audacity to say you're being too hormonal. Like, sir, you can take a seat.
Yeah, like, you're growing a child. You're risking death, by the way.
Literally,
like,
risking your own life.
Not every woman survives childbirth.
Not to freak you out.
No, postpartum, well, she's, you know, babies, I mean, are
hopefully.
Postpartum depression, there's all these things that you're risking, and that motherfucker just had to keep his dick in his pants.
It's not a hard job, surely. Like,
Like,
come on now, sir.
You deserve so much more than this. I would suggest in this situation, like, being quite real, like, I probably would see a therapist and I probably would.
Oh my God, 100%. Just get some help. Yeah.
Deal with it that way because, not to blame your hormones, but obviously you are hormonal. You are going to be super emotional during this time. Dealing with that idiot would be so much harder with, like, a newborn.
Yeah.
So I think getting some help, like, speaking to, like, you know, midwives, therapists and
friends and family
to try and get through this because you deserve so much more
and you will find someone better or you'll find happiness without him.
That is like not behavior anyone needs to accept.
No,
like I'm sorry, like is he like some Saudi prince that's like funding you and your family with millions a year?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't even turn a blind eye, but maybe. But do you know what I mean? Like, what's he bringing to the table? Exactly. Like, nothing. He sounds like he'll bring home, like, a can of Monster Energy.
You're really like setting the scene. No, I know the exact vibes.
He's giving, like, Monster Energy and a $2 chocolate bar combo at the servo, like, on special. Here you go, babe. I got you a treat. Like, that's the vibe I'm getting from him, and I hate him.
No, he's in the bin.
He's, like, talking to girls on OnlyFans.
Obviously, visitation rights, good co-parenting relationship, but nothing more.
Yeah.
That's it.
And, again, this is quite, like, out of our realm. Like,
oh, yeah,
actually, I would seek help.
We don't have children, so we can't speak on it, really. But
this is just from the outside.
Outside looking in, your two besties that...
Yeah. We'd punch on with your boyfriend on. Or whatever he is. We would get physical. I'm just being honest.
If we see him at the servo, you best believe we're punching on.
I'm stealing his pack of Marlboros. I'm taking that.
His pack of Winnie Blues is in the bin.
I'm getting that Monster Energy.
His menthol ice blast. Sorry.
Wait, why do you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I know all of those brand names.
Yeah, so random. anywho, he sucks in the bin. Congratulations on your birth. I'm assuming you've given birth.
Oh, yeah, congratulations. Hopefully. Can you please write back in? We'd love to know.
Why do I feel like men are trash 90% of the times and then it's like 10%
aren't trash? It's like 10%, yeah. I mean, doing this podcast, we've seen firsthand how shit men can be.
Also... through doing it as well. Obviously, we only read out shit things. Like, some men do some nice things.
Well, that's, yeah.
I don't speak about anything nice my boyfriend does for me because I'm like, no one cares.
No, there's definitely good men, but, like, men can be so trash sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Women can also be trash, though.
Yeah, but mainly men. women do no wrong.
Women never do anything wrong. We'll support women till the day we die.
I love that quote. It's like, I support women's rights and also women's wrongs.
That's actually Caitlin and I. We're like, go babe, slay. We are girls.
Seriously, anything for a man, I'm like, the justice he deserves. I'm like, if it's a girl doing something wrong, I'm like, it's okay.
Girls make mistakes. Come on. Like, everyone makes mistakes. We learn from these things. Like, yeah, he probably did something wrong. Like, I don't know. But whatever. My boyfriend went on a trip overseas and some girl he met that night has now appeared to have blocked him. Him and his friends are very confused as to why, how this has happened, as she wouldn't have gotten his name. He seems genuinely confused as to what has happened, and based on his reaction to the whole ordeal, I believe him to the point he said I can talk to his friend. I also said I had messaged the girl to ask, and he was completely unbothered by it. I am just a bit confused and worried. Am I potentially being an idiot for believing him? How do you know about this? Like, how does she know that she blocked him? Like,
you know what? Objectively, from the outside, some shit went down because for you to even know about this...
Something's definitely going on.
Something is up for his him to be like, yeah, go talk to my friends. First of all, let's just all be real for a second.
Oh, friends will take it to the grave.
Unless his friend wants to fuck you straight after all this commotion's done, he's not telling you.
He's not telling you. Mm.
There is not a chance in the world.
No.
Because also think about it. If your friend's boyfriend came to you, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I'm not snitching on Maddie. I'm telling the truth.
Caitlin's taking it to the grave. Okay?
Not that you've done anything wrong.
Okay, no. So the friends aren't telling the truth, probably. It sounds like some shady stuff has gone down.
Yeah. Because why else?
Also, girls aren't that crazy, okay? Girls aren't just going out of the blue and blocking these random guys for no reason.
This is the only way I can possibly see what's happened here where your boyfriend's not in the wrong. But at the end of the day, I still end up thinking he's in the wrong. Mm-hmm. So is she had a boyfriend and maybe something did happen there. Maybe the boys took photos or stories.
Oh, she was like, I don't want him to message me for her boyfriend.
Yes, and she's freaked out.
So it could be both sides have done something. But either way, mm-hmm. she would have still had to have done something with him to be nervous about her boyfriend.
Yes.
So either way, your boyfriend is probably doing something a little bit shady.
And for you to, I don't know how you found out that.
That's what I want to know. Like, I'm curious. Like, how do you know about this girl? Did you go on his? Like, how do you know she's blocked him? Like, I'm confused.
Did he say, unless he has that tracker, which that's fucking weird behavior.
If anyone has an Instagram tracker, I'm sorry. What are you doing? That is so weird.
If he has an Instagram tracker, just break up with him.
So weird. Sorry. No. I just had to put that out there.
No, it's, that's
same super as Snapchat. Snapchat and Instagram trackers, jail.
Same category, just weird behavior.
Yeah.
Sociopathic. But apart from that, he would have had to have looked her up.
To know.
Seen that she's blocked, like not being able to find her account. And how would he know her name if he didn't give his name?
It sounds to me like the boyfriend and the friends are putting on an Oscar-worthy performance.
They definitely fucked.
Something's happened. Like, and now they're all, oh, like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, ask the friends. Like, I'm so shocked why this could have happened. Oscar, right there.
Yeah. Also,
a Grammy.
Like, so I don't know. I'm not necessarily. I did say that they fucked, but that's a lie. Like, they might not have. They might have just spent a bit too much time at the table. Something's happened. A little bit
too flirty. No, see, no. Why? Why would you block someone over that?
It's just.
Sorry, no.
Something's happened because that doesn't just happen.
No, it doesn't. Girls aren't that crazy.
Or, like.
You can be a little bit crazy, but not that crazy.
Instagram just doesn't randomly block someone that you were specifically.
Oh, it was a random block.
But, like, that you were on the other side of the world with this random girl and Instagram randomly decided to block her when you never swapped accounts? No, honey.
No.
And also, one suspicious. More thing. This is a personal touch.
Okay. Add it in for a little bit of razzle-dazzle.
A little razzle-dazzle. You know when you said, I even said to him that I'd messaged the girl to see his reaction and he didn't seem bothered? Honey, I have been in that crazy pants before because I did the exact same thing. I was, like, 19 or whatever. My first relationship, and there was a rumor going around.
Oh my god, I remember this. I'm sorry.
I still get pissed off.
I still get, that was so shitty.
It was.
Whatever. Little. Whatever. You know who you are.
So I knew this girl. We were like friends, not besties, but friends. And my boyfriend and her were obviously friends, but, you know, I thought she'd be a girl's girl. And I said to him, I'm going to message her and see what she says right in front of him. And he goes, go for it. Because I was like, surely he would freak out, you know? And I was like trying to corroborate the stories. So I messaged her. No. Oh, my fucking God. I messaged her off his phone. It gets better. I messaged her off his phone. And I was like, I'm going to message her pretending to be you and see if she like slips up. So I did. Full crazy mode. And I was like, hey, like everyone keeps saying that we like hooked up. On like Friday night, like I can't remember what I said. It was something that I thought she would reply and be like, but we did, or like, I know, don't tell Caitlin. Or like, I think I said like, have you told anyone about Friday night? It was something like that. I was like, I'm going to trap that bitch. And I had his phone, right? So I was like, he can't even send a follow-up. She went along with the lie swimmingly. I don't know why people are saying it.
Another Oscar.
I'm like, I thought they just kissed. So she like went along with it. Didn't even skip a beat. Didn't even try and call. Nothing. Just replied straight away. Was like, I don't know why everyone's making out these rumors. Like, I hope you and Caitlin are okay. Like, nothing happened. It's so weird. And I was like,
yeah, oh. See, some girls can be kind of shitty.
I thought because it was coming off his phone that I would catch them in a lie. 2 years later, I found out they had sex. So it did come out like 2 years
later. Basically, the takeaway is that some girls don't trust anyone, okay? Don't trust anyone. And I just feel like where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yes. I also, when I was dealing with this issue, I had a lovely lady at my job tell me, she goes, if it looks like a duck and it quacks, it's a fucking duck. And that stuck with me because if it looks weird, feels weird, it's weird.
And I feel like when you're like in love with someone and you're trying to ignore like all these red flags, like you do, you're just like, oh, that you try to give justifications for every single thing. But I think you have to take a step back and be like, if I look at this for how it's being presented to me and I wasn't involved with this person, what would I think?
If your sister, like I have a little sister, so that's how I like to perspective it. I'm like, if my sister came to me and told me her stupid ass boyfriend got blocked by some stupid girl in stupid Santorini. I don't know why I'm so angry about it.
Kaylin's triggered after that story. I brought like, up all the memories again.
Block him.
Yeah.
And go on a trip to Santorini and start twerking on guys at Scorpios and send it to him directly.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I would say.
I think that's the only logical solution.
It just...
I just think at the end of the day, you can't trust anyone.
No. I don't...
I think you need to take things at face value for, like, if something, like we said, if something feels suspicious and it sounds like it, it probably is. There's probably exceptions. Don't get us wrong.
Sometimes crazy things happen.
There's an exception. But I think for the majority...
And for this, like, Mark Zuckerberg didn't just randomly be like, I'm going to fuck with these, like, random couple. Yeah.
No.
Off she goes. It doesn't happen. It feels weird. It is weird.
I want to know how she found out, though. Like, I'm really curious.
Maybe I would investigate in this situation because, like, when you have nothing to lose, just go crazy. I would. Actually, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
It's... I feel like you don't want to walk away and be like, I didn't go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't have regrets.
Go in. Go through Apple Watch, iPad, laptop. Like, you want to go through...
Everything. we need to release our spyware.
If you're all prepared to walk away, like, you want to make sure you really investigate. And he's clearly still in his Oscar-winning performance.
It's all the friends as well. Supporting actors. Like, Ooh. Yeah.
Best supporting
actor.
Do you know what's funny though is like, okay, let's just say you stay with this guy, no matter what happened, it will always come out, because even in my situation, the rumor was that he kissed this girl, right? 2 years later, we'd broken up over something completely different. Randomly, I was out one night and this girl was like, oh, I can't believe you guys broke up because of blah blah blah, having sex with blah blah blah. And I was like, I didn't know how they had sex. And I was on the Gold Coast, somewhere I didn't even live. It just, the universe, the truth will always come out.
It always does.
You know, so, I mean, try and find it on your own, but have peace with, like, making your decision and knowing, even if you don't fully know the truth, it will eventually come out.
Yeah.
The boys slip up. Boys are silly. Mm-hmm. They'll be, like, a year's time, they'll be having, like, a random, like, sesh, like, all sitting around the lounge room. They'll be like,
Do you remember that one time, bro?
Oi, Steve, how's that chick in, like, Croatia? Hey, you know that one? Like, it was so weird that she blocked you and, like, because of blah, blah, blah. And you'll be like,
What?
And
Question mark? That wasn't a random block?
They'll forget because too much time passed, but you'll remember.
Yeah. It'll come out.
It'll come out.
Yeah. Anywho, that is it for this week's episode. We hope you guys have enjoyed the little Coachella recap.
Oh, yeah, the Coachella recap that we did not go to Coachella.
We had absolutely no authority to speak about. We've never been.
We don't have authority to speak about much, but we speak about it.
Yes, we do. That's absolutely correct.
We should change our Spotify bio to, we don't have authority to speak about much, but we speak about it.
That's great. I actually really like that. It's pretty dead on.
I'm going to get that on a sticker.
Yeah, I think we should. Housekeeping, as usual, if you guys would like to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, it's all Girl Code the Podcast. And if you also would like to download this episode or give us a review, it always helps us out.
Follow us on Spotify.
Yes. Yes. Perfect.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
So long.